World Sport from the BBC with me, Johnny Bryan. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Jose Mourinho is under renewed pressure as Real Madrid lose to Malaga. Manchester City strike late to defeat Reading 1-0 and stay bottom of the English Premier League to the dismay of manager Brian McDermott.
That goal at the end is just wrong. You know, he's on his back. There's nothing that Nicky Shorey could do, nothing he could do to defend against that. It is an absolute certain foul.
And Pakistan have arrived for their first tour of India in 5 years. But let's start in Spain, and Barcelona maintain their grip on the Primera Liga with a win on Saturday, but the Real Madrid coach, Jose Mourinho, is under renewed pressure after his team lost 3-2 at Malaga. The BBC's Chris Mitchell reports.
Jose Mourinho insisted he wouldn't resign after his side lost 3-2 at Malaga, and he appeared incredulous when asked if he was worried about his position. "I'm not worried at all, and I'm not going to resign," he said. "I'm not a child. I know that results count." The defeat means that the defending Spanish champions are now 16 points behind the league leaders, Barcelona, and Mourinho did admit that Real's chances of defending their title were now over. The Portuguese manager was also forced to defend his decision to drop his goalkeeper, Iker Casillas, instead choosing to start the 25-year-old Antonio Adan. It was the first time in 10 years that the World Cup winner had been dropped by Real Madrid. Meanwhile, Lionel Messi rubbed salt into the wounds of Madrid and polished off his record year with his 91st and final goal of 2012 in Barcelona's 3-1 win at Valladolid. It was a victory that the team dedicated to their coach, Tito Villanova. Villanova was released from hospital on Saturday, 2 days after undergoing throat surgery to remove a tumour. The win means that Barcelona are unbeaten away from home this season and have extended their record start to the season with 16 wins from 17 games. They're 9 points clear at the top in Spain. Atletico Madrid, who won on Friday, are second.
To English football, Manchester City keep the pressure on top of the table rivals Manchester United as they score in the final moments against Reading at the Etihad.
And Silva crosses towards the back post, and a diving header by Barry finds the net, and Manchester City conjure up a goal in added time to beat the bottom club, poor, poor Reading.
English Premier League champion City looks set to be held by the bottom place club before their late winner, and manager Roberto Mancini says the visitors were a tough side to break down.
We had the chance, when you have a chance, and you don't score after. The game is difficult, but I should say that they play well, they defend with all players behind the ball. It's difficult in this game. You need to score the first half. If you score one goal, change the game. When we had the chance, we didn't score. In the end, it was really difficult.
A seventh straight loss for Reading left the Southern English side a point behind Queen's Park Rangers at the bottom of the standings, and Reading manager Brian McDermott was left frustrated after he felt Gareth Barry jumped on the back of Nicky Shorey to score the winning goal.
That goal at the end is just wrong. You know, he's on his back. Nothing that Nicky Shorey could do, nothing he could do to defend against that. It is an absolute certain foul. I spoke to the referee. He said that he hung in the air. You can hang in the air from someone's back. The bottom line is that has got to be given. It's such a crucial stage, and you have to give that and get that decision right. Today we should have got a result. There's no doubt about that. But listen, people will move on very, very quickly because we're ready. You know, we're a small club punching above our weight in this league, and we're going to do that for the next 20 games. We're going to do everything we can in our power for the fans to make sure we get the results. We got players in there with real guts.
The win means City still lie in second place and 3 points away from United, who play against Swansea on Sunday. In the early kick-off, Mikel Arteta's penalty secured a third consecutive Premier League victory for Arsenal for the first time since March, defeating Wigan Athletic 1-0 at the DW Stadium. Wigan have lost 6 of their last 8 games and are in the bottom three at Christmas for the third straight year. In a moment we'll hear from Arsene Wenger, but first his opposite number Roberto Martinez, who after their defeat says his team showed great promise to finish strong in the new year.
The reality is that you need to concentrate on when you can affect, and the performance that we showed today is the level that we want to achieve from now until the end of the season. And in football, if you do that, you get the rewards. I'm sure that other days we'll get some calls that they go in our favour. Today, unfortunately, we didn't get that, but what we got is an Arsenal side running the clock down, trying to make substitutions to cope with our threat of run, and that's a real compliment. That shows you how far we've come. But the truth is that the performance was of the level that we expect at the football club, and is a pleasing performance and something that is going to help us until going into the second half of the season.
You look at our record though, away from home, it's quite good. Since the start of the season, we lost only two away games at Man United and at Norwich. But of course, it's important for us to come back and to get belief and confidence back.
Three wins in a row now. Is there a little bit of frustration you can't play on Boxing Day to keep that momentum going?
I would have loved to play, but the schedule does it makes it impossible, so we have to focus on the 29th against Newcastle.
Stuart Downing scored his first Premier League goal for Liverpool in a comfortable 4-0 victory over Fulham. That lifted the Anfield club to a season-high 8th. The England winger, who has been confined mostly to the Europa League this season, conceded last week that he might have to leave the club in the January transfer window after struggling to make an impression since arriving at Liverpool in July 2011. Downing also set up Steven Gerrard after Martin Skrtel's opener, with Luis Suarez wrapping up the win in stoppage time as the Reds went 5 points behind the top four Champions League places. And manager Brendan Rodgers says that Downing was an important part of the team's victory.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant today, Stuart. Him and I had a conversation maybe 6 weeks ago or so, 7 weeks ago, just in terms of where he's at. He's a real good man, comes in every day to work, and we talked about if he wasn't playing regular here, then we'd maybe look at it in January to see what would happen in terms of his future going forward. You know, you're in your late 20s, you want to be playing. But since that, he's been in the team, he's played left back, he's played wide in the right, wide in the left, and he's shown that he's a very, very important member of the squad, and his goal today, his assist for Stephen, his weight of his pass was brilliant, and him combining on that side, on the inside, and Glenn Johnson going on the outside, it was a real, real good combination today.
Meanwhile, Fulham are now 5 points above the drop zone and go 17th in the league. Some other results for you. Celtic beat Ross County 4-0 and they are 5 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premier League. In Serie A, Lazio are the closest challengers to league leaders Juventus after they moved up into second after a hard-fought 1-0 triumph at Sampdoria. Inter Milan were held to a 1-1 draw at home to Genoa, whereas Fiorentina leapfrogged Inter in the league to finish the year in the Champions League places with a 3-0 victory at Palermo. Cricket now, and the Pakistan cricket team have arrived in India for their first official tour for 5 years. Cricketing relations between the two countries were stopped after gunmen attacked the Indian city of Mumbai in 2008, killing more than 160 people. India blamed elements in Pakistan for organising the attacks, something Pakistan denied. The rival teams have continued to play each other on overseas grounds, with their last match taking place in the ICC 2020 Cricket World Cup in Sri Lanka this September. Pakistan will play 5 games on their short tour, including a match on Christmas Day. And the team's bowling coach, Mohammad Akram, said spectators could be in for some great cricket.
You must understand that one day in 2020 match is an open game. Anybody can perform well on a given day, even a small team can. And God willing, these two teams provide fantastic cricket.
Meanwhile, England's Owen Morgan hit a 6 off the final ball as the tourists squared the two-match 2020 series against India with a dramatic 6-wicket victory in Mumbai. It was England's highest successful run chase in 2020 internationals and scuppered India's hopes of removing Sri Lanka at the top of the ICC rankings. And quickly, tennis. Vera Zvonareva will miss the Australian Open because of an injury to her right shoulder. The Russian missed 2 Grand Slams in 2012, the French Open with the same injury, and the US Open because of a viral illness. And a reminder of the top story. Real Madrid boss Jose Mourinho is under renewed pressure after losing 3-2 at Malaga to leave themselves 16 points behind Barcelona in the Primera División. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.